Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. I live on a noisy planet, and a lot of the noise comes from me. That's what my teaching elder Andy Milan said recently on a Sunday morning. Now, Andy has a calm, humble way of bringing God's truth to life. And when he said that sentence, I thought of our Holy Girl Walk and why we're doing it. We do live on a noisy planet. Messages come at us from all angles. And frankly, some of them come from inside our own heads. That podcast that plays noise, the one we're trying to quiet, the way we do that is by bringing every thought captive to the truth of God's Word. So, are you beginning to experience the quiet that the presence of the Lord can bring as you walk and meditate on His truth? I sure hope so. So, let's get to it. I love the thought we're going to ponder today as we walk, but first, let me explain something. Three times, this psalm has what you might call an abrupt change in person. The first two verses are in first person, I, as in, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. This was the psalmist speaking to himself, telling himself what is true. Then in verse 3, it shifts to second person singular, you, as in, you will not fear the terror of night. This is the psalmist listening to a good friend who is coaching him up and telling him more about what is true. But now we come to another abrupt change to third person, he, because he holds me fast. Well, I'll read you that whole verse in a sec, but what's happening is the psalmist is quoting God. Now God is talking. These are the words of the God Most High speaking to the psalmist, and the words God has to speak are so tender and full of relationship. Let's dive in. It's time to memorize Psalm 91:14. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. Because he, that's you, hold fast to God, God protects you. Now, how do we hold fast? Well, this would include things like spending time with him on the Holy Girl Walk, not just doing it to cross it off, but doing it to be with him. Holding fast includes reading what God has written to us in the Bible and speaking to him in prayer. It includes talking about him to others, telling people what he's done for you, soaking in worship music, ministering to God. That's how we hold fast. Now, why do we hold fast to God? Love. This is what God desires from us, to love him. And this love seems to drive him to deliver us. And it brings intimacy. Think about that. God wants your affection. And not just a casual affection, but a deep knowing. The word for know here in this verse, as in knows my name, is the Hebrew word yada, which means to know, to be known, to be deeply respected. It's not just speaking of head knowledge, but a deep, intimate heart knowing as well, an experiential knowing. Here, it's used to speak of the knowing we can have with God, but in other places in Scripture, it refers to the knowing a man and wife have within their marriage bed. We're talking about full-on intimacy. It's a set-apart knowing, not just the kind of knowing you have with an acquaintance. Do you have that kind of knowing with God? Do you know him intimately? As you walk today, I hope you yearn for that on a deeper and deeper level. You know, walking is actually known to be one way friendships are deepened. There are actually studies on this. Not only is walking with others meditative, but that increased oxygen and blood flow, it helps you communicate more clearly and listen more carefully, so thus the growth in intimacy. Well, I hope you experience that today as you walk with God. Thank you for making it this far in the Holy Girl Walk. If you are one of my monthly Freedom Partners who helps me make the ministry of True Girl possible, a second thanks for partnering with me in prayer and financial giving. Not a Freedom Partner? Learn how you can become one at danagresh.com/partner. Happy walking, friend.